So I took get up.
Can I get a hit?
Can I get a whoo?
Give me that fat bag of weed in the brew, so I can get faded, elevated. Smoke the joint down to my bros and I ate it. I stand true to the guest I hold
by as I keep running from the truth.
20th Street. The man looking, you know, kind of like the customs guys, you know. Let me check your bags, you know. Where do you live? I'm going to see my cousin. You don't have a cousin. Your cousin said she don't know you. You know, it's that kind of thing. So, and they're really bad cats that hang on the corners, man. Because when I was growing, guys had knives, and a couple of guys had guns, you know, and they're beating my kid. They mean business. I mean, they'll beat you up. I mean, for real. They're no playing. They just say, beat them up, whack. And you are beaten up, you know. You say to yourself, my goodness, they're beating me up.
Well, I always feared these guys, man. Because I used to hang out. I hang out with my own guys on the corner, you know. But when you go to see the other, the enemy, look out. Now, there's a guy I went to high school with. His name is Paul Bolden. Paul was the fastest guy in high school. He broke all the records, low hurdle records, and 100-yard dash records, anything. If you ever go to Philadelphia, check out Paul Bolden in 1953, 54, 55, was really a cooker, you know, on the track. I was a high jumper, never jumped any higher than 5'10 when I was in high school. Did it consistently. Whenever the bar got to 6 feet, something in my mind said, you know you can't jump higher than your head. You know, and I just went, you know. My fastest 100-yard dash, no matter how I run it, with the wind, without the wind, hustling all I can, 11.5. 11.5. Now, Paul ran like a 9.5, 9.4, 100. One day he did 9.4 with the wind behind him. And it was really so strong, he couldn't even hardly get in the blocks. Just whew, you know, blew him out of there. But Paul is fast, man. All the neighbors know it. All the mothers ask for Paul to go to the store for him because they say, you know, Paul is fast, and he comes right back. They'll even wait 30 minutes, you know, if he's busy, because he's so fast, and he brings back the right change. So we went to this party, birthday party, that a girl threw who knew Paul. She saw him run track and really fell in love with him. Okay. So I want you to come to my birthday party. You know, so Paul said, yeah, sure. Nice looking girl, too. You know, well, since I'm Paul's friend, they got to invite me. You know, with every good looking guy, is always an ugly guy and vice versa. You know, so I hang out and get whatever he throws away, you know. Oh, yeah, they come and they cry on my shoulder. Paul, that lovely. Well, my dear, Paul is busy. You know. So, well, it always happens the other way. You find a good-looking chick, there's always, you know, right with her, you know, just waiting around. And if you strike out with the good-looking chick,
check, check, check.
something nice. We're coming in the party. You gonna let us in or what? So I think we better leave. Because these guys are gonna kill us, man. They're gonna beat us up. So Paul said, no, man, they stay a little while, you know, they can't get in, you know. And he's dancing. So I go over and I look, and the guy next.
He say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Five, five, baby, tell me everybody's side. DJ spinning, I said, my, flashes back.
He saved one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
Let me know that I'm
in Rudy's name can you say a thing like that? So he hit my Rudy, damn it, car. You know, that's beautiful. That way you don't bother the Lord. He can just work, you know. Because I, as far as religion is concerned, which is very close to the Baptist and all in the same family. My grandfather was a Methodist. He was born in Baptist. Yeah. My mother had me christened in water, sprinkled water. Water is really cute, you know, you can just sneak and the guy's like, you know, you just walk out so pure and everything, you know. And I'm not an atheist, I'm not an agnostic. I believe that there is a God, man. You ain't about to catch me saying there's no God nowhere. No, indeed. Not with the ground shaking as much as it's doing now. No, because when he shows, I'm going to say, yeah, I told him, guys, man. I told them guys you was coming, man. I knew all the time you was up right now. A lot of you atheists are gonna cop out. You watch. Oh, I was just fooling, Lord. I just, you know, and he's gonna stand up. He's gonna be saying, yeah. What else you got? What else? Yeah, well, I was just out there, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys are gonna get it, man. You better cut that out.
Call on him when you're playing poker, but you won't bother him on Sunday morning. Anyway, my friend Rudy, don't forget that. He's really a groovy guy. My wife is Catholic. I'm Methodist, which made a mixed marriage. That's what the priest told me. I said, my wife's colored. He said, it's still a mixed marriage. I don't care what you say. Thank you and good night. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. ago. Don't you see how late they reacting? They only come and they come when they wanna. So get them off trucking and bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't beat the tray. I know you stumble with no use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Latecomers with the latecomers stretching. That's a body bag in disguise, y'all, I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They are the king cause they swing amputation. Lose your arms, your legs, and limbs, compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotation. It all adds up to a whole situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Job never being done. He would have been in full effect. The late 911 was a joke. Cause the y'all are joking. A day to talk until your life when it's broken. They need to be in a pawn shop on them. 911 is a joke. We don't want them. I call a cow cause the cow will come quicker. The doctors huddle up and call a flea flicker. Reason why I say that cause they flick you up like fleas. They be laughing at you while you're crawling on your knee. Or to the stream. So go to limp. Thinking you are first when you really are dim. You better wake up and smell a real flavor. Get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown?
We interrupt your regularly scheduled program with a hot news flash. Dan, are you there? We are here at 1 o'clock. This is Dan Summers, your Super Scoop news reporter at the local Ticket Outlet Center. Excuse me, sir, what's all the excitement about?
Yo, man, you don't know Run DMC and the Raising Hell Tour is coming to town, B.
Yeah, what would they be saying?
Together.
Forever.
Forever.
Together.
Run DMC and my
Excuse me, miss, who are you going to see?
Houdini.
Running to see.
LL Cool J is hot as hell.
This is Dan Summers, your Super Scoop reporter, signing up.
Dan, what about weather? What about sports? Where you going?
To get my Run DMC Raising Hell tickets. Work.
Little kids like this.
Got to get you in my life. telephone wire. Gambler, reevaluate along the dotted line. You'll never recognize yourself on the second line. Doctor, lawyer, beggar man, thief. Philly Joe, remarkable, looks on in disbelief. If you want to taste the madness, you'll have to wait in line. You'll probably see someone you know on the second line. Money high on China White, surely found a pump. Don't you know there ain't no devil that's jet screaming Jay when he's drunk? Well, this stuff will probably kill you. Let's do another line. What you say you meet me down on the second line? On a solo pop. Well, I bet she's still a virgin, but it's only 25 to 9. You can see a million of them down on a hot second line. Better off in Iowa against your scrambled egg and crawling down the boulevard on a bare broken leg. You'll find that ignorance is bliss every doggone time. You're waiting for.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit faced McRat.
Patrick, go. Namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep Mission every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free. For free.
They get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday, 6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up.
Yee-hoo!
The best barbecue in San Francisco and free comedy? Come get messy with the sauce every Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Baby Blues Barbecue at 3149 Mission Street, just past Cesar Chavez. Hilarious Bay Area stand-up comics, amazing smoked meats, and $5 cans of standard deviant brew. This neighborhood gym is a bizarre and fun weekday night treat with free comedy to tickle your ribs. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at Baby Blues Barbecue. Reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite to let us know you're coming to laugh.
Yee-hoo!
Hey, kids! It's your pal, Spider-Man. Sorry, Spider-Man. Mortimer Spider-Man. When I'm not swinging through the senior facility, besting Mysterio at Boggle, or getting beautifully plowed by the Rhino, I'm headed down to Mutiny Radio at the corner of 21st and Florida. They got Slum Schlemiels doing the laugh. But hey, don't be a schmuck and donate $2 to $5 on... Hold on, what is this? Let me get my glasses. The print's too small. Hold on. Venmo? That's not real. What is that, Swedish? You knew that, right? This is in San Francisco. I'll drown it on. It's nap time.
The year is 2023.
Oh, I wish that laughter had value and the unexpected laugh was priceless. Worry not. True Entertainment has brought us a savior in whosthatlive.com. Oh, finally, an escape from the apocalyptic nightmare I live in. You can go to whosthatlive.com and buy comedy tickets. And you're in a raffle, I guess.
True Productions. Weekly comedy at the best neighborhood bar in the city. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Bar on Dolores at 29th and Dolores. Starting after any very important sports game that might happen to be on, you're guaranteed a night of laughter for free. And when paired with the drink specials and the nicest bartender in San Francisco, it'll become a Thursday ritual. Show up to go out for comics, and please reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite so we know you're coming to laugh.
There is happy hour is when the comedy is the cheapest.
Happy hour, the most free 2 hours of hour-long comedy on the radio and internet streaming live at 2781 21st Street. Come down, be in the audience.
Dog friendly.
We are. Mutiny Radio is absolutely dog friendly. Ooh, a dog party. Ain't no party like a dog party. Dog party at Mutiny Radio.
Every Friday, dog party at Mutiny Radio. Happy hour.
2781 21st Street. Happy hour. Mutiny Radio. .fm. Here. .sf.
That's another going off pressing adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, big. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style.